Free workforce training is available for unemployed and dislocated Arkansans. The training, which includes about 75 online courses and programs, is being offered at no cost through a partnership between the University of Arkansas Professional and Workforce Development, the Arkansas Division of Workforce Services, the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District, and the Northwest Arkansas Council. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with Tara Dreyer from the U of A Professional and Workforce Development and Patty Methvin and James Moss from the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District to learn more.
For the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District, we are the subgrantee for workforce development funds. So we've had that program for many, many years, and we serve dislocated workers, adults, and youth. In this crazy time that we live in, we had a real emphasis, or we're talking about trying to get together to figure out a way to help all these dislocated workers. And also in kind of a quick time frame, because some of them are laid off, but in the time frame that things open back up, they could possibly have had taken some classes and gotten some certifications or some credentials so that when they go to apply for that next job, they can apply for a better job, a higher paying job. But this is an ongoing program, and we have the funds year round and are constantly looking for participants. We've worked with Tara and her UA Global on some apprenticeship programs as well. So we already had that close relationship with her, and we were talking to her about this. And so they jumped on it real quickly and were able to create these programs and get them qualified for this program. So we really appreciate our partnership with UA Global.
Yeah, I think a real key in this capacity is that workers are able to complete it remotely, and it is short-term training. So they can complete it right now. They don't have to wait for a traditional semester to start. They can upskill or get new career training in a short amount of time while they're already at home.
So who is eligible to apply for these free courses?
Right now, with this program, we're targeting dislocated workers. Primarily affected by COVID-19. They don't necessarily have to be affected. You know, they could have been laid off prior, but dislocated workers. We're also recruiting adults and youth for these programs. If somebody's been laid off, they're receiving unemployment, they're going to be somebody that's going to be eligible for our dislocated worker program. And then when we look at eligibility for adults, they have to be within 100% of the poverty level or 70% of the LISIL, lower living standard. So it's income based. So if somebody is on SNAP, then they're going to be automatically eligible for the program. And then, you know, like I said, we also recruit out of school youth for this. That they have to be out of school. And they're going to have one of the barriers that we have listed to be eligible for our program. So the best way for anybody to determine if they're eligible, they need to contact a career advisor at their local Arkansas Workforce Center. And they'll be able to walk them through those things and determine if they're eligible to participate.
One thing that we'd like to be sure and say is, if you're interested, call us and we'll walk through that process with you. It's a little bit of a complicated process, but we'd rather people call and let us try to make sure or get them eligible rather than miss somebody who could use this opportunity.
When you call and ask for help, would someone be available to help you, say, if you have been laid off in one field and you'd be interested in getting into a new field? Would there be someone who could sort of guide you to what courses might be most beneficial for you?
That's what our career advisors do, and we have excellent career advisors. And they walk each participant through their situation, what their goals are, to try to help them reach those goals. You know, obviously the ultimate goal is employment and with a more than livable wage. And so if training is something that they need, some courses they need in order to get there, then they walk them through that process on how to, what classes maybe they need to take, and we work hand in hand with all of our training providers to make sure that we've got them on the right path. It could be that they need their GED. We can help them with that as well. And then also maybe some employment alongside so that they have some income coming in while they're working on their GED, and then also additional classes. So there's a wide array of ways that we can help. And like I said, our career advisors are very professional and they're very passionate about their jobs. They're all servant leaders, and they want to help as much as they can each of these participants get to have a great life, you know, increase their skills and have that life that we're all looking for.
What are some examples of some of the classes that are available?
Through Global Campus, again, we are a part of the University of Arkansas, and our short-term training programs are primarily entry-level to get people a foot in the door. I would like to highlight just a couple areas, but clearly we're not limited to just these courses. But technology training, it's a high demand, high skill need in our region and across the state of Arkansas. So there are some training programs and certification programs in technology. Another area is entry-level healthcare. And so getting a phlebotomy tech certification or CNA certification is something that they can complete totally online.
Can I take more than one class at a time?
From our perspective, they can. The funding, that would probably be a James or Patty question, but yes, they can take more than one class at a time. And some of them are stackable. So there's ways that they can take various IT classes and just make themselves more marketable.
And from our perspective, it's a case-to-case basis. It will kind of depend on what they qualify for.
If they do qualify, now, you know, we definitely like to stack credentials. It makes people more marketable, and, you know, they have a better opportunity to enter employment and earn self-sustaining wages. So, and that's the overall goal of our program, is to, you know, help people get to a place where they're making, you know, self-sufficient wages. We don't have to depend on SNAP benefits or any other kind of supports, you know, and, you know, contributes to improving their quality of life as well. So.
Yeah, our partnership with Workforce Services, the Council, and the University of Arkansas really was intended to make the biggest impact in our community and across the state. Standalone, we can all do a little bit and help move the needle, but together and collectively, we can make such a larger impact on our community and our region. The other thing that I'd like to mention is this is not our only partnership. We're working on other programs that will be launched really shortly, probably in the next several days. So there will be a pre-apprenticeship program that will be available. So people who want to enter into any IT field and potentially move into an apprenticeship program will also be able to access funds and resources to pay for training to get them into IT.
Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this.
That was Tara Dreyer from the University of Arkansas Professional and Workforce Development, and Patty Methvin and James Moss from the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda via Zoom last week. One point of clarification regarding eligibility, as discussed in the interview, someone collecting unemployment is eligible for the program, but there are situations where they would not qualify. For example, if someone has a certification in an in-demand field that would provide self-sufficient income, officials would not declare them eligible and retain them unless it can be justified. The best way to determine eligibility is to contact a career advisor at an Arkansas Workforce Center. More information is available at training.uark.edu.